Here on Radio Row, we finally found a Dolphin player at the Super Bowl this year. Tackle Bryant McKinney joining us. Not exactly the same, obviously, as the Super Bowl experience last year, but now you get a chance to kind of see it from this side and all of the craziness. There's really no other word.
I definitely do. I don't really miss all the craziness, but I mean, it's fun. I just was here. You just ran into me. I was doing something for the NFL Gospel event, which is tomorrow. I'm a presenter with Michelle Williams, so it's a nice event, so I was here for that, actually.
Really nice. I'm glad you were able to swing by after that event. I know Jesse Jackson was there. Pretty cool deal.
Yeah, he was. I was surprised to see him, and gospel singers Mary Mary, they were there as well. So Josh Cribbs and a couple other guys who play were in attendance for the press conference, so it'll be a good event tomorrow.
Very cool. All right, it's Friday of Super Bowl week. At least when we're playing this interview, it is. We're taping it Thursday. But it's Friday of Super Bowl week. You're a player. Last year, Friday, is the distraction stuff behind you at that point of Super Bowl week? Or are you trying to make it as normal as possible?
You definitely try to make it as normal as possible, but it's kind of hard because your family is so excited and they kind of like hit you up like, what are you doing? Where are you guys going? Like, you know what I mean? But they're more excited, you know what I mean? It's still work for you, but you know, you try to focus in, but it was a lot going on, especially last year we were in New Orleans. There was a lot going on, but we were able to tune in after a while.
So you're a Jersey guy. It's cold outside, mm-hmm. and you talked about it. You being able to tone those things down and get ready for the football game. Having that situation last year, like you said, with everything going around, but it still comes down to you have to stay focused and keep everybody in check. You talked about it many times. When it's off season, it's off season. Mm-hmm. When it's football, mm-hmm. and now it's definitely football because this is the biggest game of the stage.
And, you know, for those guys, they have to remember you don't know how often you'll have this opportunity.
Yes.
You know, like when we got there, it was like, I didn't wait 11 years to get here and just to say I played in the Super Bowl. I want to win. I want to walk away with something. You know what I mean? So that's the attitude, the mindset you got to have. I mean, there is only going to be one winner at the end of the day, but it should be a good game because you have to play at an extremely high level because you never know when the next time you get back to be in this position.
Last year at the Super Bowl, aside from the result of the game, one of the big stories was the blackout. Mm-hmm. What was that like? I don't think I've ever asked one of the players that was in the game.
Long period of time for us on offense because we had a 30-minute halftime. Shout out to Beyonce. And then we got the ball. Jacoby ran it back, so we never got on the field. Then the defense was on the field, and that's when the lights went out. So that was like 30 minutes. Howard was out for another 30 minutes. Like over an hour of nothing, like just completely not playing football. So we kind of lost our rhythm a little bit on offense. The defense was able to, you know, keep us in the game a little bit because it was kind of switched. We were like up by a lot. We're blowing them out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, came into like a 5-point game.
What were you guys doing to stay loose? Or I mean, during the blackout itself, you had no idea how long it was going to last.
No, we didn't at first. I heard you heard something blow, but then you heard it go, and then like a couple seconds later, that's when you started seeing sections of the stadium, the lights go out. So they're like, what was going on? And then they were like, we don't know what's going on yet. And then after a while, they were like, oh, they said 25 minutes. They started giving time checks. And they were like, 15 minutes. All right, guys, start stretching. They'll come down and start stretching and stuff like that and warming back up. But at first, initially, we didn't know what happened. Then they told us what happened. And they would give us time checks on when to be back up.
Won the Super Bowl last year, and I always tell people one of the most memorable parts for me was that confetti falling down. How was it for you, man, and just the emotions that you get by winning that game?
That's something that when I first came to Baltimore, Ray Lewis is the one who brought me to Baltimore. You would have thought he was the general manager. But when he initially called me when I was leaving the Vikings and he wanted me to come there, he was like, I need you to help me get this confetti. So that was like something that's always been in my head, is getting him to the confetti. And then when it finally fell, I was like, mission complete. But I mean, it was a great feeling. It was kind of unreal for a minute. Because then your family and everybody rushed the field, and you kind of get lost because all these people in the field. But I mean, it was definitely a great feeling. So somebody is going to enjoy themselves on Sunday night.
Yeah, they certainly will. Bryant McKinney is with us. You know, we've had Bills guys, Jets guys, we've had Seminoles. It's about time we got a Dolphin and a UM guy here this week. Man, it's been tough sledding the last couple of days. We got Big Mac up here, though. You were a stabilizing force for the Dolphins this year when you got here. You know, the offensive line was reeling on the field and off, obviously. You got here, and all of a sudden the play on the field got better. How do you look back at your experience in 2013 in Miami?
It was a good experience. It was something kind of I wish I probably was there from the beginning, so I wasn't kind of like cramming for a test, you know what I mean? Because I had to kind of learn everything in the terminology. And then, you know, at the beginning, I felt real comfortable because I had Richie, because he knew it and he's been there, and he was a veteran. And then when he left, I knew, like, I had to depend on myself. And then there was a rotation. I played with five guards this year next to me. So that's kind of hard for somebody to come in. But, you know, I just had to do, you know, make it happen. But if I had more time, I would have, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, the person next to me. Maybe focus more, and communication would have been better, things like that. So towards the end, I got a little better, too. But I got drained, too, because I didn't have a bye week. It was like coming off of a short off season and go straight back in, and then when I got traded, no bye week, it was like I needed the time to hit a refresh button. But I thugged it out.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though, because that's not something that a fan would ever think about or realize.
Because mentally, like, that means you... My off season was shorter already because of the Super Bowl. Then I jumped back into football, and then, you know, football starts in April, and then you just go all the way through. You need that little break, you know, just to refresh yourself, you know, heal a little, some things like that. That's a big part, you know, of a long season like that. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So what's up next for Brian McKinney?
You know, hopefully I'll return back, you know, with the Dolphins. You know, you have four out of the five whose contracts are up. I've been in the healing process, you know, body and everything back, feeling better and working out, stuff like that. So we have a new general manager, so that's good. And we'll just see how things go. Just plan on playing for a couple more years, and it would be great to just finish there where I already have a home.
Definitely.
Make things a lot easier. Right. Brian McKinney, big part of the Dolphins getting themselves going in the middle part of the season. Thanks for stopping by. Have fun at the Gospel. That'll be cool with the presenting.
Yeah.
That's fair. He's going to be good
with
the microphone.
One of Destiny Child's members.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's key.
That's not bad at all. You're a little bigger than she is.
Yeah.